Louis McDonald, your father.
My father.
And Frank Eagle co-founded the Native American Church.
Yes.
In 1918.
I don't know about that.
Historians give your father credit.
Oh.
So talk about church. What kind of church did you go to?
Well, the one that I remember is Methodist Church on our reservation. Ponca Indian Methodist Church.
You need to start out, though, with Grandpa being befriended by Quanah Parker.
Oh.
There was a vision that was had. They said, a man in buckskins will come and bring us good news. That man was Quanah Parker. He's a Comanche. He brought the Native American church, the Peyote religion, to our people. When he met my grandfather was quite young. He took him under his wing and taught him the ways of the church. I remember as a young child, when I got sick, they would give me what they call peyote. It's peyote tea. It's peyote. I'd go to sleep, and I'd wake up cured. To this day, I'm a member of the Native American Church, and I participate in the Lottie Shunkamola Native American Church in Hominy. That's my church. She also did participate in the Native American Church with her father, and then they later became Methodists. I remember my grandfather telling me, if you want to be saved, go to church. If you want to be healed, go to the Native American church.
The Methodists, did they send missionaries in?
Yes. That was all a part of the assimilation also, is to have us turn our backs on our own spirituality. We didn't have religion per se. We had spirituality and had our own religious practices. But part of the assimilation process was to bring all the different types of churches, Baptist, Catholic. My mother was raised Catholic. Onto the reservations to bring us the word.
So they were telling you then, ignore whatever spirituality you had of the past, and now believe as Methodists and Baptists, ignore your ceremonies and your powwows, because they were probably telling you they don't bring any healing to you, but our message of salvation is what you need. Am I saying that right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. They wanted us to turn our backs on our culture, traditions, and spirituality 100%. Forget our history, forget our language, forget our culture, forget everything about what we were about. And we couldn't do it. That's why we're still here today.
Yeah, there was just something inborn and made everybody stronger reject this new message that came along.
Well, it's hard to replace something that's a part of you. It's like taking off an arm. You can't really replace that. And our culture was a part of us. It still is to this day.
So the Native America Church, did it have a Bible? Did you use the Bible or not? Help us understand maybe the difference.
Okay, it's very difficult to explain. And for those of us that are members of the church, we try not to talk about it too much because it gets people confused. And unless you actually experience it, you can't really explain it. It's trying to explain a taco to a blind person. And some things are misconstrued because we do use peyote, but they don't understand that it's under the guidance of the church. That medicine takes us to a higher level of consciousness.
The peyote.
The ceremonies are full of prayer, full of order. There's an order to all things in that church. There's no chaos. There's no anything that's negative. It's highly controlled, and it just happens to take place at night from approximately 9 o'clock till sunrise. Then you eat, but that becomes your family. Once you take part in those ceremonies, those people you will always remember, you'll always know, and you walk out a better person as a result.
Well, then you must have real close ties here when Cynthia's father and your grandfather, Louis McDonald, helped co-found that Native American church.
He had a big part of it, yes. As Barbara mentioned, that Quanah Parker.
He was a Comanche. Why did he come to the Poncas? Because he came out of his tribe. From where? Where would he have come from?
From around the Lawton area.
Yeah, he was a Comanche.
So Quanah Parker somehow came to the Poncas because of your father? Or?
We don't really know why he ventured up there. I don't know if he was driven to take this peyote to other tribes because of the success that he was having as a result of that. And how it brings people together and things like that. I don't really know why he came up there. That's why I said there was a vision, and then he came.
Who had the vision?
I don't know. Some of the tribes said there's going to be
all
a
right.
man.
Peyote. This is a liquid. It's a drink.
Well, it comes in different forms. You can cook the cactus in water, and it makes a tea per se. It can be dried and be powder. It can be ground up just like smashed peas and can be rolled into a ball that way. There's a variety of ways that you can ingest it. You can eat the whole button, for that matter.
The button?
It's a cactus bud, so they call it a button.
And there was healing from that?
Well, yes. It depends. You have different reasons for having a peyote meeting. Some of it's for healing. Some of it's for celebration. Some of it's for memorial. There's spring ones. There's fall ones. There's winter ones. You know, there's a reason why you have these meetings. Sometimes it's just around birthdays and things like that. So it's not always just for healing, but for a variety of different things. But out of those things, you always have problems, and you're going to place those on those coals. We have an altar of coals. You're going to place all your problems on there, and you're going to give blessings if it's a birthday. If you're going to ask for healing for someone, you place everything negative on there, and that's why you walk out lighter and better off for being there.
What is the term for God in the Native American church?
Well, among the Poncas, it's Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Well, it's like a GK.
You have to have that certain.
Oh, there's a G in there.
GK.
Wakanda.
Wakanda. Okay. I'll have to pick that.
No, you can't get it. It takes a native.
Yes, I'm sure that's true. Did you or your family become members of the Baptist or Methodist Church?
Methodist
Church. Mm-hmm.
I guess they came pretty early because most of them were members of the Methodist Church. Then the Baptist, then the Nazarene.
Did you go to both, say the Methodist or Baptist or Catholic, and then go to Native American church as well, go to both churches?
No. It depended on where you were raised. Like my folks were raised around White Eagle, and that's Methodist area. Those Methodist preachers came there first.
They pretty much recruited people to bring your children. We've got baskets of food. They reeled them in pretty much. And eventually it did catch on once we kind of understood what the Christian religion was about.